All right, to celebrate Valentine's Day, I met my Valentine at a meat market. So if you met at any of the popular meat markets in Fort Wayne, Pierre's, help me out, help me with the list here. Pierre's, Brickley's Firehouse, Charades in the Marriott, Gentry's, Rumors.
Delta House.
And you're still together today. Just call and tell us about it and we'll put you in a running. We got like a $100 box of steaks.
Down here in Bluffton, we don't have the high market meat markets, but we do have a lovely little establishment called the Stag Bar.
The Stag Bar in Bluffton, you sure?
The Stag Bar, yes. And that is where I met my magnificent other. It will be 22 years this August.
Hey!
Oh, yay!
Yeah. So you're still together.
We are still together, yes. We're not married, but we are partners.
No, I don't care about that. He's your Valentine's right now, today, right? He's your Valentine.
He is my Valentine. Okay. Yes, he is. And we are carnivores and we love meat. That could not be a better Valentine's gift for both of us.
All right.
I am a cougar. I was quite a bit older than he was, but I was contemplating getting a tattoo, uh-huh. And he had some that were quite attractive, so that was my opening line.
Wow.
Nice.
How many years later? 22?
It'll be 22 years this August.
So now this, thank you for waiting, by the way. So now you said this is about your in-laws, right?
Yes, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, where did they meet?
At Pierre's.
Uh-huh. Of course they did.
So he stood by the bathrooms because he felt that every woman has to go to the bathroom. So they would all walk by him. And then when Sue walked by him, he would start hitting on her. So the second time she went to the bathroom, I think it was, he ended up asking her to dance or whatever. They ended up hooking up, and they've been together ever since. It's been 30 years.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Now, that is a love story to inspire everyone for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Right there.
Wake it up with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.